welcome to the With the Will podcast, where to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I'm too fucking exhausted to exist.
It feels like we all are that exhausted lately. Although, thank God, there's not something to talk about for half an hour this time. Like we were talking about drinks last time, I'm pretty sure for 30, 35, 40 minutes. Which was fun.
Wait, but the thing is, that was worth it.
Yeah, oh no, absolutely. Some of those were god-awful disgusting, though. How has the couple weeks treated you, Dev?
It is very hot and humid. It rained, but that just made everything hot and damp instead of cooling it off.
It's been doing that out here also. To such a degree, I think when we both mentioned weather at one point in the chat room, people thought we both lived in the same state.
Saw that, but it was too late for me to reply without it being really awkward.
Yeah, and it's like, we're nearly on opposite sides of the country.
We are straight up on opposite sides of the country. I can drive for an hour and hit the fucking Atlantic.
Okay, I didn't realize it was that far. I'm bad with distances that far away from where I am.
It's right over there.
Let us jump into the... It's funny. It's a calm 2 weeks, but they still announced a bunch of stuff. And the tradition of us talking about something and then it showing up in a relevant way happened once again. So first up, Liberator. So chapter 13-2 is basically the novel, the comic chapter.
Yeah.
They comment on, that they all sometimes will comment on the weather and what does that actually mean in a virtual environment. The one weird thing is we can all use our summer outfits now, which is the explanation for the outfits, although some of them really are not summer outfits.
No. Don't wear that outside in the summer. You will die.
Yeah, some of them are more sweater Power Ranger outfits. Now we have a name for the other world thing, Cross Connectia, which that feels a little too on the nose, don't you think so?
Yeah, it feels like something out of Dot Hack.
Here's the thing. We're basically falling into Dot Hack Liberator. So then the Xena thing's like, his information got corrupted, but he was fine, and then he mysteriously went missing after. So was he actually fine, or was he always missing? I don't know at the moment. I liked this, and I liked it less as it went on, where they explain the idea of being lost in a virtual world, disconnected from your body, and how that doesn't happen to Liberator because it was something that happened a long time ago and they figured it out, blah, 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 blah. And then they use that to explain why they can't get back Cool Boy by kind of not explaining. And Yao just kind of won't explain why they can't do that for him.
About that. It's like his body kind of disappeared too.
Well, it's actually funny is I don't remember if he was in the real world or if he was in a lab in Liberator.
As far as I know, he was in the physical basement level
But that was in Liberator, wasn't it?
As far as I know, no.
Part of what I wrote is worthless. Because then I point out later that someone point out that Suzune point out her husband went on to get drinks with Cool Boy in the past. And I was like, I guess that means he is a real person and this isn't going to be the twist.
He's a real person. Yeah. And then Unchained might not be.
Well, so that's the thing is we know Unchained isn't in theory, but did they actually do an almost successful jump scare with her?
Yeah.
That was good. And then we get the trio wandering around, which is fun when they do it. Am I wrong, or did it look like something was happening close did something, and I don't know? I thought something was happening, then close, I don't want to say waved her hand and then it stopped. I'm not sure. But yeah, interesting chapter. It feels like a solid bridge, and I like the novel crew getting some focus. And then
we can actually give a shit about these characters for 5 minutes.
And then we get the weird thing is that then the novel chapter is jumping ahead to Yuki talking with Huckmon, and then they mention the new Digimon Dalphomon, and it's a giant beast. It's very powerful, but it's also very gentle.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Can I do it?
We get the Digimon Adventure-esque beloved time differential.
Always fun.
And then I'm curious to see where each goes, because at the moment, the novel and the webcomic are kind of fused. But we'll see where that jumps to. Although the one thing I will say for the cover art for episode 13, part 2, considering it likes to focus on that it has the summer and there are the outfits, you would think they'd have the summer outfits there. Which, just a random thought. And then I miss Terrormon Assistant Lab having subtitles, because it is far easier to do write-ups with them.
Like, I just kind of glance over it and like, ah, a cute thing happened.
Well, that's the thing. It's harder to want to watch them when there aren't subtitles and you're still hoping they'll show up. So now I'm sort of just going through them for the information. So first one is that Terrormon has on Sasaki to talk about the Godzilla V-Pets and the D3 25th Color Evolution, but they decide to play a game. Terrormon will have a limited amount of time to draw Digimon one after the other, and Sasaki has to guess who he is drawing. If he guesses enough of them, he gets all the time he wants to talk about these new products that are coming out. If not, Sasaki only gets 1 minute.
And he succeed.
I think he did. The drawings were actually good. Like, the little Wormmon one is great, honestly. Then
I have to go back and look through them then.
Yeah. Then Terrormon does one of his quizzes, which this time it's about Digimon Tamers. He always wants to do well in these and doesn't. Then an episode focused on Time Stranger with a producer. Mostly going over stuff we already know, but they mentioned, I think it was seriously, but it's hard to tell, that one of the writable Digimon will be Omegamon.
Makes sense.
You know what it needs
Hop
to be?
On his shoulder.
It needs to be you hopping on shoulder for an action scene where you just walk through a bunch of Digimon.
That would be amusing.
That's what I would like to see. And I would like to see these being subbed again, because that was actually nice. And then Time Stranger updates. So first up, Crossmon / Eaglemon. Honestly, it's always such a goofy fucking Digimon with the head for me.
Yeah.
Then
look at the mask. Is it a beak? We don't know what the fuck is going on.
Then the Japanese website updated with some of the profiles they've done lately. They shut off Nefertimon. Nefertimon suffers from action figure-itis in the texturing. I don't dislike it, but that is a very plasticky looking character.
Yeah.
Beelzebub, nothing really negative to comment on. Nice to see Behemoth. The only negative I can think of is the gun spinning animation's a little too goofy.
Awkward?
Yeah, awkward, probably a better word. But yeah, nice to see him there, even if he's one of the obvious choices. But yeah, I wondered if they were going a bit too quickly, and they've definitely slowed down on these now. And then
I totally fucking forget.
Source Code has launched in China. Source Code was the one we found out about in 2021.
Like, we thought this thing was dead.
And then a couple months later, it's like, oh, maybe it's canceled. Then it's not. Then last year, we finally started getting updates. So it is out. I don't expect us to do any coverage on it unless, minus, you know, more exciting stuff like new Digimon. Or maybe at least getting...
If it pops up, people will yeet us.
Or at least getting nice high-resolution renders of characters. That would be a nice one. Godzilla pins. I don't have much to say about this because I just like them, but also I would not deal with an intermediary for these. Like, if they showed up on Premium Bandai USA, I might be tempted. I'm not at all tempted when it would have to be through an intermediary, the extra fees.
Also, that's very pricey.
Yeah, it's... See, here's the thing. If you convert that to what it'd be in the US, like, ignoring tariffs because that keeps bouncing around, this would be like 60. That's not terrible.
Yeah, but...
No, you're not wrong. It's just one of those, like, if I saw them at a U.S. store for a fair price, I would be tempted. I'm not tempted having to deal with an intermediary, because if you say, you know, 8,000 yen, that's going to end up being, after intermediary, what, $160 probably?
Yeah, and I only kind of like a couple of them, so...
I like... Okay, pick two that you like. And then I will pick two.
Mothra and the Metal Greymon mashup.
Yeah. I was going to say the first Godzilla and the Metal Greymon mashup. Because here's the thing. The War Greymon mashup In sprite form, I'm not sure it looks enough like Wargreymon.
Blobby.
Maybe. It's...
But Mothra is perfect.
And also Skullgreymon just kind of looks like Skullgreymon, but someone didn't do the sprite right.
Yeah.
It's one of those where in art form it makes perfect sense, but as a sprite, there's not enough detail to show it's not slightly wrong Skullgreymon.
And then, like, it looks cool, but...
Time for cards. So first up, 5th anniversary of the card game. I will say I like that 5th anniversary key art that we've been seeing for a while now. It is always fun to scroll through that thing. Yeah, it really is.
You know what? I would love a binder cover with that on it.
It feels like this is something they could do a print of, doesn't it?
If they don't,
Although, for the record...
I work at a fucking frame shop. I'm going to print it myself.
For the record, the best part of this is still the 2010 Greymon, like, Magnemon shining on him. That's still the best one. And then, Card Potpourri is not going full bore yet. They're going reasonable. So first up, Garurumon. I'm pretty sure I posted this, and then the response from you 5 seconds later was just blep.
Because it is. He's doing a blep.
Yeah. So we get Garurumon. So yeah, that is some solid cartoony art.
I went to pet the puppy.
Then we get Metal Mamemon battling Vadamon. I'm pretty sure this is supposed to be his profile art at a different angle.
Oh, that would make sense. What I thought initially was the little... I know it was against Metal Greymon, but the opening sequence for... yeah.
It may be. Exactly. I just remember going, this image seems very familiar, and then I pulled up Metal Mamemon images, and the profile art is very similar to this, like, really close.
It could be both.
Then Angemon with Gabumon and Elecmon. That is a great version 2 reference.
He looks so happy. He looks so proud of his children.
See, this is right where you see they're on a cliff, and he shoves them both off and walks off with Patamon. And then you just get the goofy yell going down. Elecmon, that is gorgeous artwork.
I love all of the sprites and the colors and the border. I love the fucking Digimon Digital Monster border.
I honestly think this one might have worked better without the border, though. Because they have the V-Pet in the image.
V-Pet's all the way down.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, then here's like... It's always funny when we get the first card that doesn't match a theme, because it takes a moment to like process. We got a Pumamon doing a very, very creepy scream.
I was about to say, he scrim.
Yeah. And no border. You'd think they could have at least given him the Pendulum Z border.
That
was his first V-Pet, right? It was one of the Pendulum Vs. The Zs, I mean.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought. I kind of was like, it would be kind of nice if they'd put that there. Don't you think so? It makes it stand out in a weird way. And same for Parasarmon.
This nice one, art.
So here's the thing. There's nothing special about this one. It just really gives me Jurassic Park vibes.
Yep.
Then Unimon. Unimon, his helmet does not look like it's... His head's funky.
Yeah, the way his mouth is, it's kind of like the helmet is tilting up and off of the side.
Yeah. I will say, this specific V-Pet border looks great. You get the purple with the green.
I remember that one.
And Andromon, all you can say about this one is it is a mood.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. If it was not so obvious that was like a machinery with cameras, you could almost say it was trying to go off Survive. Like, doesn't it kind of look like the school shot from the key art?
Yeah, it does. But also the first thing that came to mind is like, wow, he's working in retail.
I don't know. His eyes are open. He looks coherent. I don't remember being that coherent when I dealt with retail in movie theaters. Then Tanamon.
Coherent, but I'm contemplating violence at all times.
So Tanamon is 10 times better when you realize it's a sideways shot and she's buried under part of the dirt.
Yep, and also there's a turd under the dirt.
That's how Digimon works. And then I don't like the Palmon art because it's very nondescript and it feels like we've seen it before. Like, it's very detailed, but doesn't it feel like Palmon's done this in the card game before?
It kind of looks like she's digging, maybe? In a field?
That's what I thought, but, like, the angling's weird because, like, she doesn't seem to actually be digging anything.
It's hard to tell where the sample text is because it's partially covering the one hand.
So I think she's, like, checking the growth of a plant.
That would make sense. Yeah, because like there's the flower, and I can't tell if that's a rock or something.
And then earlier today, meat. So here's the thing about this card. If they only do this for a few of them, where like it's the V-Pen interface with the sprites, it's clever. If we get a stack of them, it will make me flash back to EX1 where it was all the profile arts.
Oh God, please don't remind me of that. I hated that so much.
I think
every card preview made me fucking angry.
I think that is the only set where like all three of us clearly weren't happy like at all. Because here's the thing, if they had like nice backgrounds or something, it'd be one thing. It was just the copy paste. Yeah. And then the Rise of Digimon Tamers Evolution box, more previews. We get Leviamon, Magnemon X, and Shroobamon Ace Virtue.
They're very sparkly.
I really like the Leviamon one because it actually frames him well, which often doesn't happen.
It's really hard with his body shape with cards.
And then the last set is Black Seraphimon Ace / Shadow Seraphimon Ace, Medieval Dukemon / Medieval Gallantmon, and Hexablaumon.
These more.
I like them. I only have one issue. And that is Medieval Dukemon gets like the nice framing and everything.
It looks kind of like almost like a medieval painting sort of.
Yeah, but it feels like
the Art Nouveau.
It feels like they want us to pair up him and Hexablaumon though, and Hexablaumon doesn't get the framing. And Black Seraphimon's like, Black Seraphimon's like, you remember me from a TV show and nothing else.
Also, I feel like there's too much gold for the wings. Like, I feel like it should have been more black in there.
This is one where we needed an inverted card.
Yeah.
Then, episode of Card Battle. So now, this time it's Yuki playing against Hideyoshi. So, I still am not really feeling this version of the show, to be honest. We also get previews of Evolution Cup cards. X Antibody, Cool Boy, and Omegamon X. The Cool Boy one is very good.
I actually want that one.
Yeah,
it's smuggled as shit.
I can understand. And that the Omegamon X card, that really screams a model kit box.
Yep.
And then that is it for cards. And then new Ichiban Kuji in September. This is the fourth one of these. So if you don't know how Ichiban Kuji works, is it's a product lottery. You go to a store that is participating. You pay 850 yen per ticket. And then I don't know if it's an open ticket or, you reach in a thing and grab one. And it tells you what level prize you get. So for this new one, which is Clash of Light and Darkness, the A prize is an Omegamon figure in the Kogo Jizo branding, which is where they do it kind of like a jumped out of a paint of an old style Japanese painting. The Omegamon looks really fucking good.
I love the fucking texture on this thing.
Am I wrong, or is this significantly better than all the ones we've seen with this branding so far? Like, I remember us talking about, was it Gabumon, where it was kind of a bit too textury?
There's no such thing as too much textury.
No, there was one where I remember we were both like, it looks a little bit oil melty. And then they also showed off the last one. Wait, what was that?
I'm trying to remember which one it was that looked like it was just like
Metal Groomon, maybe? Or was it War Greymon, maybe? I don't remember. Then the last one prize is Diablomon / Diaboromon.
That looks horrifying.
It looks good. No, you know what it looks like? So look at that face. That is the type of face that yells at you on Twitter when you post a video game opinion and they disagree. I don't think the graphics in Time Stranger look good.
Accurate.
So they have not announced the B through G prizes. Generally, what we get here is B will be another larger figure, C will be two small figures in a set, and D through G will be various, key change posters.
Towel.
Yes. So the last one is given to the person who pulls the last ticket. They get that in addition to the normal prize, and oftentimes the person who pulls the last one can get all the signage, although that's up to the store. Now, most relevant for us is generally the figures from these get released in the U.S. under the Ichiban Show brand as just normal figures. So we will see what pops up and when. I really do like that Omegamon.
Really fucking cool.
Yeah. So we are 4.5 months away from this, so we'll see what pops up. And it will probably be a while before they put up U.S. pre-orders, if they do them this time. So we'll see. And then more stuff for Annabert. We got a quick preview of this in V-Jump last time. It's the kids with the adult-level Digimon, plus a few additional things. So we had can badges, charms, acrylic keychain, clear file, shirt. You know what's weird? I actually like the shirt this time. I actually think it's a neat design.
You know what? It would look really cool as a vinyl album cover.
I think I'd like it more as a shirt if it were cooler colors instead of orange.
There.
Acrylic diorama. Then a gadget case designed after Koshiro's laptop. A desk mat. And
if I could only get one thing, it would be that.
I feel like I would like the desk mat more if we're in color. Full color. For the Digimon.
That's okay.
And then cord holders. And then bromide style stickers for anyone who goes and purchases stuff. It is there now at Annabert. The two Annabert stores in Japan will be May 16th at Digimon Partner Shop. What do you think is the best looking item? You think it's the desk mat?
I kind of really like the little the gadget case. The desk mat.
So do I. I actually think I would like to get the desk mat more if it was full color. Like I said, the gadget case I actually really like because it's actually like useful.
And also, I don't like how the artwork's just kind of like cut off for the desk mat.
Yeah. And then poll results. To no one's shock, Digimental Miracles got about 1 out of every 4. Then Digimental Friendship was second. Courage was third. I call that because I think most people who would vote for Courage would vote for Miracles.
Yep.
Although, to be fair, that one was almost still in second place anyways. In fact, I believe out of the bottom three, two of them were the ones we called as being at the bottom with AR last week. I'll admit, I thought Love would have been higher up because people like Halcyon.
To that little...
Well, it falls into that asterisk
of... bottom third.
Yeah, it falls into the asterisk of...
you can only vote for one?
Yes, people like Halcyon, but do people like Halcyon more than... We got the V-mon trio, the movie one, and what is clearly a bump from Adventure 2020... Pegasmon really doing a good showing. I would not have guessed Pegasmon minus from 2020 showing like that.
Maybe the horse girls gotten the vote a lot.
And then Kindness, I feel like was the one that all three of us counted as the dark horse, as maybe it will bump up more than we think.
Yeah, because when else do you get to see it?
Yeah. And then for the new poll, it's which is your favorite Digimon that is an armor evolution from the Digimental of Courage. I feel like there's only really two well-known ones here. Fladramon and Shadramon. I guess Baromon was a... Baromon was... Did Baromon show up in one of the movies, I think?
Yeah, but also Alamon was in 2020.
Oh,
they died horribly, but you know.
I forgot that.
Existed just for War Greymon to eviscerate them.
It feels like Fladramon, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that closes in about 9 days. And then time for the potpourri. So first up, the Toei Animation Museum had put up Ghost Game art on their chalkboard, then showed off some of the Ghost Game stuff they have for sale. That is such good chalk art.
Love the Gamamon, and he's so happy.
They also showed off various, you know, stuff they got new stock in. And they got the 2022 Butterfly Music Box. I assume this is leftover stock they found in a warehouse and weren't going to make a listing online for, because it looks like they have two of them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is, they found leftover stock, probably from if something went wrong with one. And they're just putting it in there because they have two. They're not going to make a listing for it and everything.
Yeah, it's like, if they just throw it on the shelf, someone's going to grab it.
Yeah. Then, the EEO shop showed off some of their Digimon Adventure 02 Pop Corner products. And the Digimon Adventure exhibition, the version they're running in Korea, started. old museum who's running it has been showing off a lot of products and stuff on their Twitter. A number of new products also. Then the Wada Koji Live CD tribute CD came out. Volcano Oda, the Digimon music producer, posted a few photos. I got my copy of that, had gone through it. Still need to go through it all. I will say, the only time that one of these has had a Blu-ray, and I've actually seen the AACS code be so new that people had issues playing it. Because not all players have been updated for it. Like, I've never seen that with one of these types of Blu-rays before.
Oh.
Then Ayumi Minato posted kind of like a catch-up for Paradox. In theory, they had said it was going to be on the 2nd, but hasn't shown up yet, so we'll see when the rest of Digimon Comics shows up. Then we kind of get the weird pop culture corner this week. So Keita Amamiya did that special Balesmon card in the last set, and he's a very well-known tokusatsu creator. He's created some animes also, but I don't know of any actual Digimon connection he has outside of doing a few of these specialty cards. And every time
the card on that is gorgeous.
Yeah, every time they send him one of the promotional ones, he takes a video of it to show it to everyone because he likes how they look.
Like, the texture and the gloss is so fucking good.
It's perfect with the art. And then, wasn't sure I was expecting a Digimon mention as part of Doctor Who, but it happened. So a couple weeks ago, they had an episode called Lux, which was about like a cartoon character coming to life. And in the behind-the-scenes episode, which they put on YouTube in the U.S., funny, our U.K. members couldn't watch it on the official Doctor Who YouTube because they have to watch it on iPlayer, so it's locked out for them on the YouTube.
That's terrible.
So at one point, the host is asking various people involved with the production, like, you know, what cartoon character would you like to be? You know, and they all get distracted, you know, talking about what cartoons they like as a kid. So they get to Shudigawa, who's the current version of the Doctor, and he points out that he's a Pokemon Digimon card captors boy. and then he gets into it with the host about Charmander and Bulbasaur.
As he should.
Yeah. So just a quick mention, but a little fun one just to see pop up in an unexpected place. And then card game social art, we get to see Altea worried about close and close. It's just trying to practice a face she keeps seeing everyone making. And it's that generic, you know, like fake upset face. And also that Espeon needs help.
It's unpleasant.
Is it more or less unpleasant than normal Espeon?
Somehow more.
I know.
Especially now that I've zoomed in. It's like,
so you missed that. Okay. So then we get
Espeon's there. But and then it's like, fuck.
So then we get a trio of Liberator art from Usagi Bochi, did kind of like a casual drawing of Yuki. Tomo 1 did a more... She's not doing anything, but it feels like action Yuki, doesn't it?
Looks just kind of just like whipping around, sort of.
And then Usagi Bochi on April 26th did Art of Altea, noting it's his birthday. And that is a very famous pose. What's funny is I think a lot of people went... Originally, when Altea showed up, wondering if he was based on Kamen Rider, and I would say this would definitely say Ultraman.
Ultraman. Very Ultraman.
And they note that the date is a year and a day from the episode 1 of Liberator being released.
Damn, it's been going that long?
Yeah, it's had decent pacing, so it does not feel like it. And then, God bless us, talk about VTubers last week, is like within a day or two, oddly good cover by Kurone and Shion. Shion, I don't watch. I think she just retired, and Kurone, most people who pay attention to video game stuff knows, because she does lots of video game ones, and I always enjoy seeing clips of her fucking up in Mario.
I have never heard of either of these, but I really liked this cover, and the video was very fun. Minus that horrifying, horrifying creature.
Okay. So someone actually explained to me what was up with the weird kind of looks like a naked dude. Because someone who pays attention more to me says the head is what she uses to represent her viewers in like chats and stuff, like a little image of their head. So someone, I guess, just filled that out into a full body, but didn't think to like put pants on it or something.
Okay, I'm not sure if the context makes it better or worse.
But yeah, that was not only a better cover, it had a lot of Digimon stuff in it, which you kind of don't always expect to see with these. like the evolution scenes.
Very,
the mock-
very nice video.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know if... I remember someone saying that the Xion person was graduating. I don't know if it's this one or a different one, though. So that's one that our more VTuber happy audience will have to explain to me. If is it this one or is it a different one? Then, let's see. Annabroth showed off some of the products they have on sale now, including the new stuff. I love the plushie wall, don't you?
I need the plushie
now,
wall.
Now, Dev... Okay, as someone who still works in retail, did you notice the issue with the plushie wall? I used to work in retail, so I noticed it, and it made me cringe. Did you notice it?
I'm trying not to.
It's all organized perfectly. But there are but there are characters sold out, which means every time someone sold out, these are reorganized.
You just feather it in. You just feather it in.
I remember doing that. It's like, oh, God, no. Like, if you look, there's only 4 of the child-level Digimon there. And the Adventure Tai Chi isn't there. Which means someone is reorganizing these every time. That is horrifying. Also, Terriermon's just fucking gone. like there's plenty that are gone. Terriermon, this, like, I know Gilmon is gone also. Wait. Is that Willis with the Tamer's crew?
Yes. Yes.
I like how Lopmon gets to hang out with the O2 characters, but they're like, no, Willis, you're down here.
It's like, shit, we don't have enough Rookies or Renamon to make another row. Just slap him down.
That is a nice plushie wall, all joking aside. Then GSM Pilot point out they did the second year Digimon Liberator key art, which has those summer outfits, which... I'll be honest, some of them, like Yao's, I recognized as a more casual, weather-friendly outfit. The others don't really scream summer to me. Like, do any of these?
Really? It's more like...
Only 5 of these characters have alternate outfits. None of them really scream summer to me, honestly. In fact, is Violet wearing more than in her normal outfit? They changed the skirt for pants.
Her shoulders are cut out.
I guess that counts. And then Miyabi Saito posted that they've been doing work as a concept artist for Liberator, and their art is the ones that show up in the columns. And so, I believe some of these we do not have in decent quality.
Ooh.
Also, am I wrong? Or I forgot the name of it, the Purple City. They finally showed up in it in the most recent webcomic, I think. That's more where we said, have they gone here yet? I don't know.
Yeah, the Amethyst...
Yes.
City or whatever.
God, you actually remembered the name. And then...
It's purple, and I like purple. It's relevant to my interests.
Then the card game art is Suzune deciding she's going to treat herself after getting overtime pay. I may be wrong. Isn't she filthy rich?
She's probably filthy rich because she doesn't spend any of her money.
No, I mean, I thought she's filthy rich, and her husband was one of the lead people for Liberator. Like, I think she's supposed to be filthy rich like 2 or 3 or 4 times over.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I was like, did I imagine that? No, I don't think so. And then it's a bit past the 25th anniversary of our war game, so they put it on YouTube in Japan for 2 weeks for streaming. A few messages up. Yodo Kazamu played Yamato's like, war game is on YouTube. Oh my. Asmaria did the most gorgeous Omegamon art.
Really fucking love the color one.
I know, it's so good. And then after that one, Ayumi Minato reposted his Omegamon art that he did a few weeks ago. As I recall, he posted it a bit after the 25th anniversary of Wargame, noting that he was busy, so he kind of missed it. So this was his chance to post it again.
It happens.
And then the May art is Lamiamon having been very active for the new school year and during break, and now she has the May blues. Can I say, I love the photographs. Like her on the teacups.
She's having so much fun.
Her on the teacups is a great one. And then, time in chat for questions.
Womp womp.
First question someone said was, if Digimon Time Story is on the currently announced systems and does get a Switch 2 version, which one will you play the game on?
Whichever system I actually own at the time.
I feel like the one I'm most likely to actually play it on is the Switch 2. Because I can have it at my desk when I'm relaxing and still doing stuff on the computer. So I,
by the time it comes out, I will have a functioning PC, but I probably will not have a Switch 2.
So probably PC then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been looking at a lot of PC parts for you lately.
Yeah, I am literally ordering everything this week.
Want to know how annoyed I am, though? Not at you, at something else. So remember all the issues getting my graphics card?
Yes.
Right, literally right on the line of when the returning finished. You know, like no problem returns. They started a promotion where you get a new copy of the Doom for free. The new Doom for free. It's like, I don't plan to play it on day one. It would have been nice to get it for free, though. Then Devin says they've made their Shikuamon deck tribal. They're looking at Vikemon more than ever. Did he inherit Patamon's blue eyes? I think Armademon has blue eyes also, doesn't he?
Blue or green?
Oh, they are green. Close enough. Sure, why not? So let's see. Then someone said, nothing complicated, but what are takeout or delivery or restaurant meals that you're happy when you get?
Honestly, when I get takeout, it's usually, I usually just get Chinese, so that's usually nice.
Yeah. I live right by a really good Mexican place, so I don't mind going and just getting fajitas.
Yeah, I never get delivery because good luck any delivery place trying to find my house because, damn, GPS just screws everyone up.
Mine doesn't get screwed up, but people still somehow get confused.
Yeah, the addresses are nonsensical on my street.
Yeah,
and then GPS screws it up even more.
Yeah, it's something like that with mine where it's all very obvious unless you're completely unfamiliar with the area and then you just end up going in a circle.
Mine, you're fucked either way.
Although I do need to go because one of my favorite pizza chains just opened one out here, so I need to go there soon.
Hopefully it does not suck.
I hope it doesn't, because Slice House makes really good pizza, and I would be very happy to have one out here. Someone said, what new Digi-Egg would you like to see made?
What do you mean?
I think they mean, like, is there some aspect that we think would work for a Digi-Egg, or a Digimental?
That doesn't already... Actually, they should probably... How about making designs for the ones that were in the WonderSwan game, so I could have nice artwork to put up on Wikimon?
I would... Okay, so this isn't about the Digi-Egg Digimental itself, but about the armor forms. I would like to see a gold Vigimon that was not just a repaint. Like, if they put it in the card game and it's actually like an armor version of Vigimon.
I remember that. Yeah.
That's what I would like to see. Someone said... let's see. Oh, okay. They say, they know I work for Discotech, but what do you do?
I work in a fucking craft store.
You like framing, though.
I don't like it. I'm good at it, which is something completely different.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Let's see. Someone said they were wondering how we deal with stress and insecurities and stuff because it is a problem for them.
Internally screaming at all times.
That, also attempting to relax at times. Dev can confirm I'm not very good with that.
Prozac helps.
Nah, oftentimes I relax and I watch random clips and then I will paste them to Dev and other people and force them to watch them. It seems to work.
I will disassociate for a while and watch power washing videos on YouTube.
Actual power washing or the game?
Yes. No, actual power washing.
Oh no, I've seen clips like that also.
I'm very good at using a power washer, but very oftentimes that's not something that I can, you know, do in the middle of the night because of the darkness and also noise ordinance.
You know what also works well? Finding little clips of people making espresso. Those also work. Let's see, Devin. Okay, this question I think I can answer pretty quickly. They're just saying there's a lot of armor forms. Are Digimentals common? You have to remember, almost every armor Digimon can be evolved to normally and just shows up normal. So yeah, it's one of those where it's just they're normal Digimon. And so this was multiple, so we'll do the first part first. Any good music, book, TV, games, etc. lately you've enjoyed?
Nothing new lately.
What games? One sec, let me open up Steam so I can see what games I actually have been playing.
The only games I've been actually having a chance to play were Pokemon Go and Pokemon TCG Pocket, which is nice.
That's okay, so the last few games I've been playing... been playing some Tony Hawk 1 and 2, which is good. Breakout Beyond, which I tried playing and I could not play it. Breakout Sideways does not work for me. They have it where the thing you control is on the left side and the things you break are on the right side. And my brain does not work. They did a PC port of Snow Brothers. Oh, and I played through the Rugrats, the new Rugrats game, which was fun, but had some oddities to it, but not bad. They asked if we've played the Oblivion remaster. I do not have it. Too much game stuff coming out for me to decide to jump that, especially since I never played the original that much.
A friend of mine got it and has been extremely fucking delighted by it because he said that all of the original bugs and glitches and exploits are still in there. So it's just complete fucking chaos if you know what you're doing. He says, this is truly a Todd Howard game.
That's been the reaction from everyone is it's gorgeous. It's also very much Todd Howard. Let's see. Then someone said, what of the new Nintendo do we think will be fun to play? And what? And part of your question got cut off. What of the Nintendo? I mean, Mario Kart for sure. I'm also looking forward to Donkey Kong, but the Mario Kart's going to suck up time like a bitch. And people,
if I have time, I might try it. But
and people saying Digital Foundry said that the Oblivion remaster has stutter issues, and yeah, I'm not shocked. Yeah, so yeah, most people I know who have it seem happy though, despite the small issues. How long did it take me to get my Switch 2 pre-order? Like an hour and a half, because the sites weren't loading and Best Buy didn't have theirs up. Then someone said, they're curious, since we mentioned VTuber clips before, do we enjoy them, or are they more just time filler? I mean, I enjoy them, but I'm not going to watch, like, a full stream of someone do it. Like, I will watch the clips, and Dev can affirm, like, I send her clips of funny ones.
Yeah, it's like, we don't really have time to go watch a stream and watch someone do, like, their entire video gamer spiel, but... Hey, if there's already like
no, and like that's the thing, like if you go back a year, I did have the time, and I did talk about watching streamers playing GTA and stuff. But the problem is once I didn't have time for that, I'm not really gonna jump back to it because that also had like stories and stuff, and like not really gonna revisit that. So now it's mostly just clips. Doesn't matter if it's GTA, like if it's VTuber clips doing whatever, it's fine. I send Dev plenty, often of people acting stupid or doing weird shit.
The weird shit.
Yeah, and the funny part was we were talking about like where people were acting like Guru was dead. It's been less than a week since she's been gone at this point, Dev.
Your Oshi is dead.
Yeah, I had sent her a clip of her of someone going to Guru like a year or two ago, like, my Oshi left. You look kind of like her, what should I do? And the reaction was, she's dead. You could stay here now. And yeah, that was just a good one. But yeah, anything that's funny or amusing, I don't. There are people that I will skew to watching because I know they will amuse me. And I have a general idea who's likely to amuse Dev. Like, I think in general, I've only sent Dev clips of like two or three people because I know they're the ones she will be amused by.
Because I am a horrible person.
It makes it easy.
Exactly.
Last chance for questions in chat. Then let's see. Someone said, with the Digimon anime being over 25 now, I was wondering what other long-running franchises you like. They want to find new stuff to watch that isn't just 10 episodes long. Lupin the Third is good. Lupin's a good place to start because there's so much of it, and a lot of it is very different.
Like, other long-running. It's just like...
Because that's the thing. Having been around a lot doesn't mean it's going to be long-running. Like, Azumanga Daioh at this point is 25 years old, but... There's just that one show in the comic.
I mean, I'm always recommending That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. I mean, you have books, you have manga, good anime, there's movies, there's spin-off series. That's like, it'll keep you occupied for a while.
That's one of those where I remember I watched maybe season one of the anime, and then I don't remember if it was some of the manga book, and then at some point I just went, okay, I think I'm done. Not that it's bad, it's just at some point the pacing is like, I need stuff to happen. I don't remember which version it was.
When the novel came out, so.
Probably. Then someone said, Mark, were you? I think they're asking if we're going to do a art area. I think there is an art area on the forum. on the Discord, that'd be the fan stuff section. If you meant on the podcast, I would only imagine doing fan art if people sending it, because I can't imagine running around and trying to like collect permission from random fans to include their art, if that makes sense.
Like go over what, you know, staff and adjacent post.
Yeah. Like generally we stick to like, this is not official, but it's kind of close. And most of those we have, I've contacted them for permission. Not everyone, because sometimes, you know, they don't respond or whatever. But most of those I've asked for in general. Then Devin wants to know, do we think the EX9 alt art should be pixel art? I think it should be voxels.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what a voxel is like a 3D sprite.
Okay, yes.
So like a three-dimensional cube pixel. So like if you see like a 3D sprite, those are voxels. I would like to see like full 3D versions of them doing shit. That would be my hope.
I have a bunch of the old when Savers came out, they had a bunch of the minifigures. Versions of them.
Yes, those would be voxels. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I love them. I love them.
Yeah. In fact, were those some of the earliest times when they called them dot, like, characters?
Yes, and they actually had a bunch of figures for Digimon that didn't show up in the actual series or games or anything like that.
Yeah, but yeah, so those are voxels. So yeah, that's the kind of thing I would like to see for the alt arts. Then someone said, have we seen any game, VR, MMO, manga, novels? I think I watched the first season or so of Sword Art Online. My issue with Sword Art Online was I was watching it. I'm like, oh, that's neat. That's a neat ending. What do you mean there's more? It's like, okay.
This keeps going.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm done.
I am always here to recommend .hack.
I have.
In fact, it's another long-running series that there's a lot of shit for.
Dev, somewhere I have the hexagon. You know what I'm talking about?
I might vaguely.
When they did the DVD, you could get Volume 1 with additional stuff in it, and it came in like a giant fucking hexagon.
That I do not have, but I have the ones that came with all of the CDs.
But yeah, .hack is one where, like, for a few years, it, like, vanished entirely, then it just came back.
Because they came out with a GU, which is kind of, like, semi-sequel and various games.
So I was trying to see if I could find the hexagon, and I found something worse, Dev. So, you know, there's that the run of, like, direct-to-streaming movies that are, like... Remember what I showed you? Was it Santa Jaws?
Yeah.
Okay, ready for what came up? This was me trying to find the hexagon. Let me paste that in for chat also.
Oh, God, that's beautiful.
Yes, it's Caddy Hack. An attempt to make a horror Caddyshack. I'm sure it is a unwatchable movie.
God, I hope it has claymation in it.
That feels like a lot of effort for this type of movie, Dev.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for questions. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Blimpmon.
That's a good one. I can be found with the will as always. We will catch you guys in a few more weeks. Just think, Dev, in a few months, we're going to be much busier with a show and everything running. We will catch you guys all next time. Thank you everyone for showing up. Bye.
Bye.